stuck under them, probably.
Okay.
Any other rules clarifications before we really start?
Incoming, oh. Guys. Incoming.
I got this.
Guys, this is incoming. Shh. You need to stay quiet. Maybe he'll pass us.
Eros targets him.
targets a giant?
Yeah.
What?
He'll so wave him down.
The giant is just charging blindly. He heard something like, ow, my balls.
Okay. So Eros is going to try to hit him with fly flurry.
Okay. Roll it.
He has combat advantage against him because he hasn't acted yet.
Yeah. The giant is just charging.
Okay. Alright, that's going to be 30 versus AC.
You nail him in the face.
Okay.
Which is very large. So
should I roll for damage?
Yeah, roll for damage.
Okay. That's going to be 16 damage.
Sneak attack?
Alright. Forgot about that.
Waiting.
That's going to be 26 damage.
26 damage?
Christ.
I'll show you why this is amazing later. I know exactly how much HP he has now.
Is he immune to fear?
He's frenzied, so we'll see what happens.
That's important for rattling.
Okay. I will decide now. Odd is that he isn't. Even is that he is. He's not immune to fear.
Okay.
He's frenzied and immune to fear. Not immune to fear, okay. But...
Yeah, we're not using the bar.
I forgot.
You hit him for 26?
Yeah.
Okay. It looks like he resisted some of that damage.
Okay.
He's a giant.
He's mad. Too. He probably doesn't care.
Okay.
That's it, my friend. Sorry. Eros would like to... use his move action to go 0 spaces. Or at least, is he in the way of the giant? If so, Eros wants to move out of the way.
It's hard to say, because the giant is really large. He's like with his foot span, might take up, I mean, if he's standing
like still, an airplane is flying over you, right? Low?
He's very large.
All right, Eros maybe wants like to try to get out of the way slightly.
Slightly?
Yeah, and at the end of his movement, he wants to try to become hidden from the target.
Like, maybe hide among the flowers or something?
Yeah. He wants to hide behind, like, a particularly thick patch of marigolds.
You mean a particularly thick trunk of a marigold?
Yeah.
Because they're gigantic.
A patch is like a football field.
Okay, so you're dieting for, thicker, denser...
Just whatever, you know, whatever's around. Nothing too specific. Just somehow...
You could probably dive behind a mound that's behind a thick marigold stalk.
That works.
Marigold stalk is maybe about the size of a tree trunk.
All right, I'd like to try to become hidden from the target.
Right, roll self.
And that's like a 20... Wait... Yeah, it's like a 20.
You might be hidden.
Okay.
I'll tell you how it goes after.
Okay.
Boy Wonder.
All right, here we go. So I'm going to... Okay, guys. Here we go. I'm going to activate the scouter.
Okay.
And I'm gonna start targeting it at the giant. And then next thing...
His general health is kind of up for you.
Is what?
His general health.
Is okay, what is it?
You figure that if you were to pick an arbitrary number, he would have over 700 hit points.
Guys, we need to get out of here right now. This is gonna be... We're gonna take a while on this guy. Alright, so what I'm gonna do is... I'm gonna point in the direction of... Let's get the hell out of here. But... Also, I'm going to use my Aegis of Shielding targeted on the giant, and I'm going to start moving away from the giant.
Scott was giving me some more stuff.
Okay.
He's frenzied. It looks like It's telling you that his condition is not normal. He's frenzied for some reason. And he's... You probably can't poison or put him to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
There's triple underline, cannot be put to sleep. Resist 5.
Wow.
Guys, we should probably get out of here. I'm dead serious. We should need to get back to town or something.
Q, what are you seeing?
So we got lots of... The problem is that we can't put him to sleep. He's probably resistant to a lot of different things, and he's probably under some sort of disease or disorder.
Then we must help him. It's not the stranger thing.
But I don't know how we're going to do that. Do we knock him down? I mean, he's a giant, for Christ's sake.
Then, I don't think...
Are we doing 6-second rounds?
Yeah. So this is a conversation. Do you want to do something while you say this?
Yeah, I'm just going to throw...
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.?
Yeah.
Right. General effects?
He's marked. And then if he attacks anyone else but me, he will take a... I can negate his damage.
Okay. Negate his damage, like, straight up?
Or no, something? I'll lessen the damage.
A moon crashes. Forget it.
Also take so a minus 2 penalty. He'll take a minus 2 penalty.
Don't try that again.
So he's marked, right?
Yeah, he'll take a minus 2 penalty to attacking anybody else but me.
Okay.
He's also taking minus 2 because he's rattled.
I'm just going to mentally put that.
Yeah, that's fine.
I can actually mark down he's marked.
We'll let you, yeah. All right, we'll remind you. That's it. That's my turn, and I'm going to start getting, like, backing out. I'm not going to attack him.
Kuna's up.
If he is in a bad condition, we must restrain him first. Ace! Use the extra Ace? Somewhere on the tower, a siege tank is bumping into a grate.
That's not gonna work.
Okay, I suppose I will run perpendicular to his path.
you take off in a perpendicular direction.
Yes.
It might take like half a minute to really get out of his path.
Okay. Oh man, Eroth, let's go.
Koro like take that? Change all his actions.
He's just gonna start like he's gonna bolt?
Yes. Very good, follow me.
The stranger is up, and he runs straight for the giant.
Where are you going?
We must knock him down, as you said.
How? No! I didn't say that.
Knock him down.
I didn't say that. Can we not do that, please?
Knock him down. The stranger runs up and uses dragon's tail. So the giant's been charging. Stranger meets him. The stranger uses dragon's tail, which is like a low kick.
And his foot's like gigantic.
Yeah, sorry, I don't know his actual bonus. The dragon falls down. The giant falls down. This is sick. You weren't watching closely enough to see his technique, but that was some low kick. The stranger's clearly dancing near this dragon and doing a flurry of blows.
It looks like a dragon, but it's actually a giant.
I keep saying dragon, giant. It's actually giant, because I meant dragon's tail, but it's actually a giant.
How are we going to do this, guys?
I have knocked him down. We must restrain him. Right?
Oh!
Restrain him. Is it my turn?
Yeah, it's Edward's turn. Well, okay.
I got an idea. Go.
Okay, so...
Look at this kid.
Nice.
Ever seems to space out, begins to hum, and up from the ground comes basically like vines, bushes, brambles around him. Around the giant. And let's see how it goes. That would be...
This trigger is slid the 26.
26.
26?
Yeah.
26 versus what?
Reflex.
Versus reflex, definitely hits.
Okay. Damn.
17 damage, and he is immobilized.
Oh,
well, I forgot to say that, well, yeah, no, it doesn't matter, it counts.
Okay, so 17 damage?
Hmm.
Giant resists some of it. Okay. Anything else, Ever?
Ever's going to try and think about this giant, what he knows about this giant, what he knows about the time and the place and area, and what might be causing it.
Giant's eyes are red. His snot dripping from his nostrils and froth coming from his mouth. You think of all the different foods that people are allergic to. It reminds you of seasonal allergies.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Maybe if you could find the party. The guild party. Okay.
Okay.
The giant's turn.
He's immobilized.
He's immobilized, which means he can still do things.
Yeah, but he can't move.
But he can't really... He can't take move actions, which means he can't... He also can't get up from prone. He flails. And kicks.
Okay.
And see if he hits any of you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. He's going for...
I got my Aegis up.
Okay.
I'm going to keep working on that.
Sorry. I messed it up.
D20.
Yeah. Oops. No. This is targeting.
Oh.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So 9 goes under her. So the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Attacking Ever again.
Hey, Ross is just like, whoo, close one.
You're an ass.
Yeah.
Well, you're an ass.
Well, he doesn't know.
He's marked. He's marked, right?
Yes.
How much reduction?
2, and also 2 from Eros.
He's rattled.
So -4.
It's a -4 to attack with.
Okay, so the club comes down and kind of hits Ever.
Okay, so I will reduce 9 damage.
Damage?
Yeah.
So you negated that dice.
Okay.
Ever takes 6 damage.
Okay.
Okay.
You're right over there, kid.
Sorry.
You pushed about 3 squares.
Okay.
You just pushed like 15 feet or so. Okay.
Sorry, I can only do so much.
Eros grows worried. This guy might be a little bit out of our league.
Oh, now you get me. Oh.
Does Eros have a visual on the kid?
Yeah.
Is Eros just going to call him for a while?
Yeah.
He made Eros look like an idiot.
Okay, so that's what the giant does. Just flails around. And Eros' turn.
We must restrain him. We must take him down.
How do you want me to do that?
We must have the giant's ears.
Do you have a grapple on that thing?
Probably.
Does anyone have eye drops?
No.
What type of eye drops?
Like, for itchy.
Powder?
We left itchy in the desert.
Do you have powder?
Stranger's dancing around him. It's apparently worked because the stranger slid
what?
The giant
powder?
About 5 feet. What?
Powder?
Do you have, like, what type of powder just... Do you have again, Kuro?
What's Eros doing?
Eros is just gonna run towards the giant.
apparently, and try to...
So just go near the giant?
Yes. When, okay. That was...
The giant is going to come to venture.
Oh, so Eros is not going to go too close.
Yeah.
He's going to go close enough.
The giant is prone, but I will not take give you a penalty because it's a giant.
Okay. I was going to say...
Sue can't see the giant.
He's actually easier to hit lying down.
What do you guys want me to do? I mean...
Use your grapple.
Hit the giant. Maybe we can knock him out.
Okay. I'm just... Eros is just going to go for another... Eros is going to go for... Wait for it. He's going to go for... Sly Flourish against the giant.
Surprise, surprise.
Has combat advantage? Eros has combat advantage against the giant. Or the giant is granting combat advantage. To say
critical.
Whoa,
maybe if I shoot this arrow at this hillside, it'll knock the hillside unconscious.
So that's a...
How much damage total?
Well, it's a critical, right?
Yeah.
So I have to check the thing.
This also maximizes your sneak attack, by the way.
Yeah.
Is it your sneak attack 3d8 now?
No. Is it?
At level 6, it becomes 3, I thought.
No. Can't be.
I'm sure.
Doesn't say.
Doesn't say?
No.
I'll look it up. 40...
Does the Thousand Maple Leaf Emperor Bow
have a crit damage?
Have a crit dice?
Yes. Let me see.
It's not on there.
It should.
It's probably just the same thing.
Yeah, it's the same thing. Remember, you have your side attack, your secondary attack.
That's all.
It's all together.
Oh, it's all together.
That's 1,000 Maple Leaf. So he's not using 500.
Oh, 1,000 Maple Leaf Emperor?
Looks like it's just a d6 instead of a d4.
Make it, when it's together,
mm-hmm.
Make it 3d10. It's a powerful bow. It's a powerful crossbow.
Oh my god.
It comes together. It's growing,
so,
too.
So roll for it?
It's true.
Yeah.
3d10 extra damage.
For sneak attack.
5 plus 7.
Oh. For crit. For crit.
For crit, yeah. Damn, that's a lot. That's cool.
It's high crit.
17.
It's so cool.
And then what? Max out everything else?
Max out everything else. Why do this?
You know what Eros
so,
is probably
doing? So we did 3d10 for the sneak attack, right?
Oh.
Sneak attack is done with?
Way too long ago.
He was probably like shooting lots of cans from really far distances. He'll take like the food ration cans at the camp, and you're just like, he'll put them really, really far away.
Just
shoot them blindfolded.
He was shooting the guillotine.
No, 3d10 is the crit damage. Crit extra damage, yeah. 3d10 for the Thousand of Moonbomb.
Ding! Okay. So, yeah, that's gonna be. What is it, 30? 50. 50 damage? And he's rattled again?
Okay. Any other actions?
He's going to try to run towards Kuro.
Towards Kuro?
Run towards Ever.
Oh, Ever.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because you saw Ever get hit.
A giant hits Ever, and Ever takes 6 damage.
Yeah.
that's some strong reduction. Okay, Boy Wonder. Who's saying, Q-Latari?
Why is this going on? Okay, I'm gonna...
Maybe they were his bees.
Could have been his bees. I'm gonna float towards, the rest of the party. Basically,
yeah.
And is there still a significant amount of distance, or am I right next to the giant?
You're pretty much. You can be right next to the giant.
Okay, I'm going to end up right next to the giant, and I'm going to use.
Oh baby, here it comes.
Let's do my booming blade.
Okay. How does Q do booming blade?
There's only one way Q does it.
Can you show me how Q does it?
Well, I have to see if it works. Okay. First. So
yeah,
I have
you
to see
just,
if it works.
You can't just prematurely boom
right.
his blade.
Don't
so.
Blast
booming.
Okay, that's 26 versus AC.
It's gonna hit.
Okay.
Here it comes.
Booming blade. It's gonna be an overhead strike down towards the giant.
How much damage?
And we're going to be doing. That's going to be 11 damage. And then Q's going to look up at the flowers.
Giant, you remember the giant resists something. Some of this damage.
What's that?
The giant resists some of this damage. Mm-hmm.
Q's going to look up at the flowers, and he's going to... He wants to see if it's big enough to pull down and wrap around the giant. Like restrain the arms.
Your scatter's going Google Glass on you, and you're looking like the kind of like charts and stuff.
Yes.
And you're seeing that the marigolds have maybe 20 HP.
Oh, they're not going to resist.
No, they have 20 HP. It's calculating the thickness of it. It's comparing it to like oak trees. So it looks like it resists, but it's pretty fragile in the end. Like, it'll pull, like, if you could knock it down, it'll snap really easily once you get through it.
Oh. Do you think I could reach up and, like, pull it down and bend it, or no? It's probably too big.
Bending it?
Yeah.
Roll nature.
Okay.
Are you saying anything about this?
No. I'm just looking up.
Okay.
So that's gonna be 22.
With the proper technique, yes.
Okay, I'm gonna shout to Kuro. Kuro, what type of powder do you have?
I have all kinds of powders.
Like healing powder?
I have green powders.
Healing powder, do you have a healing powder?
I have wound stitch powder, that's for dying people like Eros.
Do you have any holy water?
Do I have any holy water?
That's a check.
Never mind. Q's done.
Okay. Kuro's turn.
So, Kuro, seeing the giant is restrained, runs towards the giant,
mm-hmm.
Okay? Would like to check on the condition of the giant. Actually, how many marigolds are there? Are there hundreds or just a couple?
They're evenly spaced along this large lumps of land. Maybe 20 to 30 in a row.
Are they planted evenly, as if intentionally?
Yes.
Uh-oh. Ooh.
Mm.
Is the giant still restrained?
He's immobilized currently.
He's immobilized, okay.
He's not fully restrained. Scouter gives a reading.
Okay.
676
HP. Guys, this is going to be a while.
The question mark. Out of 765. Most of that was Eros.
That's true.
We can even take a look at that.
I have anti-venom. Do you think that'll work?
God damn it, Kuro.
Maybe. Will it?
Roll nature.
Roll nature?
Everyone roll nature.
Oh, yeah. Eros is going to help out with this. Oh, boy.
Hold on.
14.
My...
16.
21.
Where's... Oh, right here.
Oh.
Eros nature should be huge.
18.
What? 18 is the roll.
Yeah. Think 18 plus 14. I rolled an 18.
Oh, yes.
32.
This would probably help. Anti-venom would probably work on a lot of things, including allergies. So ever...
Try it.
So where do we place it?
Toss
it
to me, I'll put it in the eyes.
What is it?
Is it a liquid?
Let's see.
What's everyone's passive?
I have two.
What's everyone's passive perception?
21. Oh no, 16.
20.
26.
16.
No, 24. 24.
Uh-huh. 24. 24. The stranger's 25. What's Kuro's Passive perception?
Crow's passive perception is 23.
Okay. And yours? Passive perception?
16.
20. You guys don't hear it. You guys hear in the distance.
His mouth! Get it in his mouth! His nuts!
Get it in his mouth?
Drink.
I'm not thirsty, but okay.
Here, here. Toss it to me. Or
who's closer, Coral or
the stranger is clearly dancing right next to the giant.
Is he open?
Him back and forth. What?
Oh, is the stranger holding the giant?
No, the stranger is dancing and sliding the giant.
Oh, is the stranger wide open?
The stranger is wide open because his arms are like flailing.
Oh, you can pass it to the stranger.
The stranger, and he'll throw the anti venom at the stranger as a minor action.
He's still okay.
No, the stranger is the stranger is juggling with the various objects. He's just pulled them out of his pocket.
Suddenly,
one of them is the janitor's hat. I think.
Oh god.
Is that?
Yeah.
He still has
the janitor's hat.
Oh no.
Stranger doesn't seem to notice he had caught up in the venom.
He's just juggling. He goes into his juggling.
It immediately, like, almost instinctively reacted without him noticing.
Okay.
He's juggling it now.
Is it still,
it's still Kuro's turn,
right? Yeah, Kuro's turn. I would say that would normally be a standard action, but he did it so quickly. So what's
next? Oh, that's a standard action?
Normally,
well,
nimbly throwing something is a standard
action. Well, he moved towards the giant.
Oh, okay.
Right?
So you have a minor.
He drew
his minor and threw it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Stranger's not paying attention. He's randomly juggling. He doesn't realize. Stranger continues to not notice.
The venom, the anti-venom, the anti-venom.
Yes, I will do something.
Stranger uses masterful spiral.
Oh my god.
I'll just calculate the damage just to go. Okay, that's actually 3d8. D8, please. Gotcha.
D.A.?
No, D.A. God. 18 damage plus 7. 25 damage plus... Why can't I remember his thing? What is it, like 5? Controls 5. Yeah, it just cancels the resist.
Ooh.
So...
So, Eros, you don't have some sort of grappling hook we can hold him down with?
Pretty sure I kind of do.
The stranger's wailing on the giant. The giant shifts. giant has shifted 5 feet and then back.
This is back and forth.
Yeah, the stranger's knock him out. Right. Knock him out.
It's Ever's turn.
Okay, Ever is Can Ever try and take it from
the stranger?
The stranger.
How is he going to try and do that? Just tell me how.
He's going to try and... He's going to ask for it.
What?
What's he asking?
That one.
Pointing.
The bottle.
Ever's probably actually able to trace it.
Oh! Yes!
Kind of like...
Tries to catch it.
Yeah. Ever's not too far away.
Okay. No. Like, no. He took his move action to go up to the catch it. And is he close enough to, like, try and get it into the... Can he try and get it into the...
No. You might have to take another move action to get to its mouth.
Can I do that this turn, or no?
Yeah, minor action to catch it and then continue to, like, walk in it longer than... Are you trying to get to the...
Yeah, I want to put it in the giant's mouth. Like, open it up, dump it in.
Okay. You're on your way to the giant's mouth.
Okay.
Because he's 12 stories tall. And you guys are, like, near his knees.
I would help!
Stranger moves him 5 feet.
Just a little bit closer?
Yeah. It's like this. So, this is the giant, and this is the entire party. This is the giant, and this is the entire party.
Are we by his legs?
Yeah, you were about at his knees.
Okay, oh my god.
His knees are. His torso's kind of long.
Whose turn is it?
Does Ever spend the rest of his turn, his 6 seconds, just kind of walking towards the mouth? Okay. Giant. Is the giant still immobilized?
Time to defend.
It is no longer immobilized.
Giant kind of rolls over, thankfully, in the wrong direction.
Is he moving away from me?
He's sitting up.
Is he moving away from me?
Yeah.
Oh, sweet. I get to use damage against him.
Okay.
So it's not an interrupt, it's just an effect. Yeah. I just get to do...
That's ridiculous.
5 damage to him. 5 thunder damage to him.
It's resisted.
No!
Is it,
what is like a lightning bolt come down?
Is it,
She's just scratching.
Wait, does my...
like Snorlax?
Your spirit.
Does my spirit get in the back of
Yes.
It's not very effective.
If you guys, since he's moving so slowly and standing up, and he's a giant, everybody gets attacks of opportunity.
Okay, here we go.
He's still granted combat.
Okay, let me do this.
Everyone, let's roll. Oh, 20. Critical. Mm-hmm. On Ever.
Oh, snap.
20 plus 14.
Holy crap.
Opportunity attack is a strong...
That's your attack roll, right? 20 automatically crits.
Yeah, okay,
so
it hits. You
don't have to
confirm
crit either.
Okay, cool. The target stops moving and must use a different action to resume moving.
Wow.
It is also deafened and slowed until the end of his
what
next turn.
What the hell is that? What is that?
You can show him the...
It's my, You know how the
oh, yeah.
The earth came up and held it down? When it moved away, it got another attack. Got to jump on him again, and it's locked in again.
Yes.
What's up,
like,
Kuro?
This new guy.
Can Kuro...
Seems like whenever that earth came up, the giant started granting combat advantage. I kind of warned you. You're just gonna.
Kuro rolled a 14.
Versus.
It's melee basic, right?
Yeah. Versus AC.
Yeah. Versus.
It bounces off the giant.
Yeah.
26 versus AC.
Hits the giant.
Okay.
29 versus AC.
Hits the giant.
It's a range basic, right?
Mm-hmm. Opportunity attack is.
Right now.
Were you just firing at him?
Basically.
The giant doesn't notice. So he doesn't take an opportunity attack against your range basic, but it's a giant, so I would say range basic is fine.
11 damage.
Okay. Oh, he doesn't.
It's not as good. It keeps it pretty warm.
Yeah.
I'm immune to
opportunity
attack versus
just
range.
Just notice you anyway.
Okay.
Shadow flow or something?
Yeah.
What's your price?
Third. No. 8 damage. 8 damage.
8 damage total?
Total.
Okay. Did you apply the resistance?
No.
So 3 damage.
Okay.
Cool.
This is out of turn, right?
This is out of turn.
So I can apply a sneak attack damage.
Yes.
So 7 plus 6
13.
Plus 8.
21.
Why are you rolling d6s? Don't you have
no, he was rolling
okay.
D8s.
It's a
21.
21. We're gonna get so much damage.
Ah. So much damage. Are you damage bird now?
Yeah.
Wait, what was the stranger doing? Stranger misses. Okay.
Okay.
So Kuro's like, ah! Bounce off with a quarterstaff. There's no way you miss the giant. It's just you bounce off the skin.
Are you sure you could have missed a giant? Like, he's moving!
I guess for Kuro. I guess for Kuro, yeah. Like, the giant's moving like this. Giant's sitting up. It's moving. He strikes exactly where. The giant is sitting up, but not fully standing up.
Okay,
because he's slowed. He must use another move action to stand up.
What a shame.
He's really confused, but frothing and frenzied.
Okay,
that's the giant's turn. Eros.
Okay, so Eros is. Does he still have combat advantage?
Yes.
Eros is so happy. Eros is just gonna use Sly Flourish against him.
Why are you smiling?
Or, here.
Stop smiling. This is
Wait,
serious.
He yells out to whoever really knows about the giant. Are we trying to knock him out or what?
Yes. Stop him. Just stop him from moving.
You seem to know something.
I knocked down
what
a
do you
giant.
Think? Should I try to kill him or what?
The stranger somehow knocked down a giant.
You can't kill him, so go ahead.
Well, damn. Slightly disheartened.
Yo, I've heard of
no,
real.
That's a Saiyan move. Don't say the Saiyan.
I am Cognis.
Fear my
intellect.
Blast.
Okay, Eros is just going to use Sly Flourish against him. So 30 versus AC. No, 20, yeah, 30 versus AC.
Hit.
Yeah.
How much damage?
We'll see.
I need to give you my flashlight.
To give you all the stuff. So, before we go. Plus 6 is 13, plus 11 is 24.
Takes 19 damage.
He tries to chase after Ever, just in case. But, you know, at a distance.
You slide flourish, right?
Yeah. He's rattled again.
Okay.
How much damage did I do?
19 total.
Right. So 24 before, right?
Yeah.
Was that...
The scouter is beeped again.
Okay.
To signal that it is your turn, and you see 613 out of 765.
All right. All right, kid, we're doing this. I'm going to sweep down passing Eros. We're going to link this to him. And then I'm going to pick up Ever and head towards the mouth.
All right, that's a full round action.
That's fine.
Okay. Kuro's turn.
Kuro is going to, is Kuro close enough to get right next to the giant? Yeah, because he was within
yeah,
melee range.
He's busy missing the giant, so he's
okay.
Like...
Kuro will go up to the whatever part of the giant that he's closest to, attempt to grab the giant.
Go for it. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. 17 versus reflex.
That part of the giant is grabbed.
All right. So you grab on the giant. What part of the giant is grabbed?
Oh, thanks.
It seems
how did
to
that
be.
Happen?
It's like you're sitting up. So you manage to grab like maybe two of his fingers.
Okay.
Oh my god! Like this.
He's.
Oh. Okay.
All right.
I got him, guys.
He'll attempt. Can, with his move, can he attempt to like. Climb up the giant?
Yes.
Okay. This can't.
So you're climbing
badly
your,
at all.
Your, roll athletics, actually.
Athletics.
Critical.
Oh my god.
But it's a skill check, so I just add. Right? Where do I. Is it critical? Six,
wait, seven. Critical?
That's a crit.
Is that rolling
at 20?
Oh my god.
So do you know how tall 12 stories is? Isn't it about 20 feet per story or so?
Yeah.
Okay.
10 feet on a normal building or so.
Falling from where Kuro currently is would be about 10d10 damage.
Oh my god.
Kuro got a really good grip and flew up. It's like climbing a mountain. It's like,
can
like
you
his,
see him?
Like his old training.
Oh my god.
Running up mountains for Morden.
No problem.
And I'm the one with brain damage?
Kuro can't hear you because he's running to like perpendicular up the side of the. Oh! He grabs on, pulls, and grabs, and then.
Is the giant still grabbed?
Yeah.
What position is the giant? Is the giant like half standing up?
So imagine the giant sat up like this.
Yes.
It was like this. It's picking its ear, so can't hear anything.
But Kuro's on his other arm.
Yeah, Kuro's on his other arm.
Okay.
Is like.
Like this little, this giant, there's a little signal, Kuro, you're here.
Yeah. Kuro's like 5 stories, 12 stories tall. No, Kuro's like here.
Oh, okay.
10d10 damage.
And he was running perpendicular to the ground.
If he were to fall. He were to fall. Okay. Stranger doesn't know where anyone went, so he backs up. And then jumps at the giant, and he misses. Okay. Mm. Okay. Ever's turn. Okay. Ever's riding on a...
Shifting him around.
Have we gotten close enough that I can try and... That I can pour it into his mouth?
No.
No?
Unfortunately, Kuro... Yet. So, if on the giant, where you guys are, Kuro's, like, here.
Ding, ding, ding.
You guys are, like, here.
We're only there.
So, he was, like, he ran Kuro, past...
Kuro flew past you. I mean...
I didn't realize the giant was this big.
Kuro was an invoker, is an invoker of Morden. So running up mountains for no reason is probably part of his training. Running up uphill both ways.
So I'm like clinging on. How tall is Ever?
I don't know.
You can calmly sit on your disc.
Yeah, I picked him up.
You picked him up when I assumed it was like this. So like Ever's like going this direction. You kind of sweep under his legs.
Kind of, yeah.
And you're like, you're standing.
I guess he's like my height.
Okay, I kind of hooked him on like that, and I can set him down.
There's a bug under your butt.
That's fine.
Excuse the mess. Please don't sit on that. It's valuable.
He's gonna ready the vial. Right, so he's gonna open it up. Get ready. He's gonna try using. Gonna try using this in case it'll help him at all against some sort of.
Let's see.
Yeah, the second.
What's that? Okay.
Third one. No, first one. In case nice. It helps.
You might want to write.
Well,
that's
okay.
That's really nice.
Yeah. Not close enough. What do you mean?
Oh God, forget.
To the map. You're still going off markers. You're going at full speed. You're, like, at his elbow. You have another...
No, but I'm just going to target him.
Target himself?
No, I'm going to target the giant.
The giant? On this?
Yeah.
With this?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, do you see what I'm thinking?
No. Are you targeting yourself or the giant?
I'm targeting the giant.
Okay.
In case it's something that he can try and save against. I don't know.
I got you.
Huh.
He uses on the giant.
I use this on the giant.
Okay.
I want to try and see if I can help him, like...
Shake it off. Gotcha. Okay.
That's what I do.
You'd have to be closer to really, like...
Why?
I guess. It makes sense. I'm trying to figure out how that works.
Are they on the giant?
Yeah.
We're, like, right next to him.
Like 5 feet away.
Mm, closer to his face, but...
Mm. I mean, like, if he was able to hear us screaming
I'm
about
just trying,
balls...
Well, this is on...
I would say it doesn't work at this point, because to really cause him to grant him a saving throw, I think you'd have to be closer to the source of the thing. Normally, if you're just near someone,
it's
fine.
I see. So it would have to be...
You'd have to be closer to the source. Or whatever, or to his face.
Right, because what Ever wants to try and do is like...
You
okay,
see that?
Fair. Okay, fine. Then he
I'm
just doesn't know
here.
Here.
Not yet.
It's the opposite of the principle
in
a video game, you shoot somebody's foot and they die.
Is that even
yeah.
close
because
to me? Yeah, he's
just
this.
A giant.
Right? That's what Eros is
okay.
doing the whole time.
Next.
Okay. Eating chips.
I think it would work, but you just physically have to be closer. Because if... So you're trying to grant a saving throw to Q.
Right.
All you have to do is point in Q's general direction and grant
right.
him the saving throw. The giant is 12 stories tall. So to, like, start, you know, the healing process, you have to be at least within 100 feet, which is going to take a little bit longer.
Okay, fair.
You're almost there, though.
What if, what if I use this instead?
Yes.
Because it's got a bigger range?
Are you sure you want to
yes.
come up?
Yes, definitely.
Okay, then I'll use that instead.
Okay. It looks like Ever's trying to heal the giant. The giant is shaking its head, still deaf.
Still
really
confused.
Still deaf, really confused.
All right. Nice.
Wasn't that...
And
you were doing...
Its nose has stopped running.
Oh. Did the health change?
It looks like three skulls, basically. One disappeared. Two skulls left. on the scouter.
HP is the same.
HP is the same.
Guys, he's feeling better.
They can't hear you. Only ever. You just basically shouted, "Ever, it's feeling better."
What?
Quirrell's above. If you hear him.
What does Eros see
okay.
and hear?
Eros sees.
Nothing, he's just shooting.
These guys flying up like mosquitoes.
Oh my God.
There's a giant sitting up. There's stingers like dancing.
It's like every movie, like Godzilla's coming, and the NYPD, like, oh no! Ah!
And he gets a stranger. Godzilla like a falls over prone because a stranger kicked him in the shin.
Okay, so okay.
That's Ever's turn. Okay.
Right, so I use this.
A giant has not yet noticed that Kuro is climbing up him and these two are flying up like gnats. What he does notice is
uh-oh.
The two at the at the bottom hitting him.
The giant is so obese.
The giant can't find his club, so he just kind of goes like this.
Oh my God.
Oh man.
Oh.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4. Ready?
So
once you roll it.
Is the giant using the arm that Kuro is on?
Yes.
How
this
far,
can't end poorly.
How far is the how far would in order
one,
to make
two.
That
oh, God damn.
In order to make that attack, how far would the arm or the shoulder need to articulate?
It's like this.
So it not so much, right?
You're up, you're on this upper part, not
yes.
too much. You maybe move like 10 feet,
which is exactly how much Kuro prevents a giant from moving, since he is an immovable object. So as an immediate interrupt, Kuro causes the giant's arm to stop short exactly 10 feet.
Halt.
Mrs. Eros, roll the other attack.
Roll again.
He goes for the stranger. Which doesn't take as much because the stranger's near his leg.
Right.
It's like swatting like a mosquito on you.
-4.
You could only do that once.
I think,
right?
Yeah, only as an immediate.
Are you still getting the -2?
Okay.
Yes.
The -2 from Madeline. Wow.
The stranger's just dancing. To the beat of the song.
What did it look like from Eros' perspective?
So imagine I am like the shadow of a finger, right?
Wait, this is a divine.
Kuro's an immovable object.
This is a divine boon. Moradin's Blessing of Iron, level 3.
Yeah.
It doesn't say. It says isn't.
Can I see? Just pass it to me. I'll tell you really.
If an enemy pushes you,
it's push.
Oh, it's not. It's not slide at all or move. It's not force movement. It's only push.
That's a force movement.
So that could that be?
It's not slide. I would consider it a push.
Okay.
Because it makes sense. Moradin's boon will just be like.
Just increases his inertia.
Yeah.
Okay. And it only does that the first time, though.
What's it say in general?
It there's no, only the extra power is an immediate interrupt.
That's always.
Oh my God! So he prevented both of them anyway.
That's a serious boon. No, no, it misses the stranger anyway.
Oh, okay.
But like it wouldn't have stopped attacking the stranger.
Oh, okay.
Okay. That is the giant's turn. Eros.
Alright. Well then.
Now hit it with everything you've got.
You got it.
We must delay the inevitable. As in our victory.
Just to clarify.
I figured that.
He hit its
eyes. I figured, yeah, but...
After that.
Wind the shit out of it. Go for its eyes.
You can't hear Q at all. Q's shedding.
Alright, so Eros is
you really do.
Know.
You think to yourself, write this down. You really wish you had a way to communicate at long distances.
I'm going to pull out my notebook.
Eros really wants to wish. Try
Dear
to become
diary.
Hidden.
You're hidden from a giant.
I am hidden?
Does it matter if you have problems again?
Okay. So I'm hidden.
Yes. Yes, in this case you are.
Okay.
You're way beneath a marigold.
Alright, so he's going to try to use his daily power. Go for the eyes. Okay, here we go. Well, combat advantage, so that's a 23 versus AC.
You shoot, and you see don't roll any damage. No! It looks like you hit. That does nothing. His cornea must be really thick.
Oh my god.
Wait, did I miss?
No, you actually hit him, but it didn't actually do any damage.
Okay.
You basically bounce off his AC.
Okay.
Is that half damage?
A miss is, if I was hidden before the attack, you do not expend the power.
You don't expend the power? It counts as a miss, yeah.
Okay. That's all that Eros wants to do.
Who's next?
Oh, that's why you wanted to come in.
Yeah.
You're like, hide behind the stranger?
Are you checking your HP, too?
Yeah.
Right,
don't worry, you're the only one who's gotten hit yet. Newly found pilot flying up.
Mm-hmm.
This is your proper screening delivery.
Wait, can I see that by prepping the thing, I readied an action?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to keep flying.
Full speed?
As far as you can in a turn?
Okay. Will that take up all my...
Full round action, but roll history.
Okay. Sure. That is a million. 21.
How low did you roll?
Six.
Okay. You do a little dip and trying to like catch a tailwind.
Oh my
god. Some random stuff. You're trying to
hang on.
You're trying to use what is known as science. You increase your speed to basically 10.
Oh my god.
Max speed.
You're only flying at like 50 miles an hour. 50 feet per second.
Do I have an urge to say Isaac?
I don't know, do you?
Isaac!
You feel like this is some joke from your canon days. Hold on, actually. What?
This is so convenient. This is awesome. Combat advantage forever.
I told you.
Eros is gonna chill in the bag.
Actually, Eros, it's from ever.
I know.
It's from ever and for Eros. Combat advantage.
Oh my
for
god.
I told you would love that.
For Eros.
For Eros.
I told you to get rid of the flowchart.
Yeah. Well, there goes
okay.
that.
Good work.
Is it Kuros?
What is going on?
Yeah, it's Kuros.
How far, where, okay, so where Ever and Q? Down there?
Are we still down there?
I don't know, speeding up. You're about to pass. They're about to pass you. You gonna make a jump for it?
Okay, how close are they? Let's say that there were some sort of force that pulled them towards Kuro. Would it cause them to slingshot?
Oh my god.
Would it cause them to
yes.
slingshot? Okay.
Absolutely.
Can Kuro use a power that would usually use on people on the Tensor's floating disk?
Absolutely.
As well? Alright, so Kuro will use Divine Call on the Tensor's floating disk. And, you know.
Let's see how effective
call it
is.
Divinely.
And it pulls each of them 3 squares, 15 feet, towards in the direction of Kuro, attempting to get that the slingshot past them.
15 feet in 3 seconds?
15. How fast
per
are
second?
Looking?
What? That's 5 feet per second, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How many is that in miles per hour?
Just put it in Google. 5 feet per second
five.
To miles per hour.
Wolfram Kulatari.
A lot.
Wolfram Latari.
5 feet per second.
That's the name of the scouter now.
It's 3 miles an hour.
Okay.
Yeah. Or so 7 full seconds. Oh, hold on.
That's not very fast.
That's just like...
No, because this is basically instantaneous. It's like a half second divine call.
Yeah.
So I would say it's approximately 30 feet per second.
Yeah, it can't be like, I will pull you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Okay. You increase the approximate speed that you... Okay, scout. What does the scouter say is MPH is?
Yeah.
40 miles per hour.
Damn.
So my level is...
No. Tensor's circular shield.
Oh, that's right, circular shield. So we're fine.
We're good. All right.
There's like a helmet that comes over
so
both
that,
of us.
Is that Kuro's turn?
Roll.
Climbs.
Roll more? With advantage.
Oh.
Roll what? For climbing?
Just D20.
Okay.
Roll with advantage.
There's 9.
So that's 9. First roll.
20. And then a 3.
Oh.
Okay.
9.
But I don't like that 9. You use memory of 1,000 lifetimes. Add 1d6 to it.
4.
So 13.
Damn.
Okay.
Yeah, you're going like 40 miles an hour.
Okay.
By the time it's Ever's turn, after as the stranger takes his action, you will reach the map.
Oh, wait. Kuro still has a...
He still has the rest of his everything.
The rest of his thing.
Sorry, go.
So, he'll attempt to throw... Can he take 2 minors?
Yeah.
While continuing the grab?
Sustained minor is a grab.
Oh, okay.
So it'll be all 3 minors.
Can he take the other anti-venom and throw it? Or does that take 2 minors?
I'll just take that as the rest of your actions.
Okay. He'll attempt to pass a second anti-venom to either Q or Ever.
On the way up,
while
he's pulling
us
up. Yeah,
slingshot like that.
And he's
then
like, drop it.
Lateral, like this. Lob it.
Can you catch it? I can't catch it.
I could try, I mean.
Both of you roll acrobatics.
Shit.
Ooh.
It's the second anti-venom, so this will be okay.
11.
7.
Rage attack. Right? This is why he uses a circular shield on his tensor flying disc. Because he can't catch books for shit.
No, he can't.
And the anti-venom sails through Ever's hands.
Can Errol see anything, or is he just...
The stranger now has an anti-venom.
The stranger is now juggling an anti-venom.
He doesn't know where it came from, but he has no... He also doesn't notice.
Alright, whose turn? What's going on? Oh, have we reached the mouth now?
You're very close.
Okay.
And then the stranger's going to take his turn.
The stranger notices he has something in his hand. And gives it to Eros. Is that supposed to go in his mouth?
I don't know.
Shoot it!
Shoot it!
Is it
shootable?
Maybe try it.
Okay. It'll sprinkle a little bit on his bolt.
It's Ever's turn.
Yeah, it's my turn.
Oh, okay.
The stranger makes an attack. I'll roll the damage.
Okay. So have we reached the mouth now?
We've reached the mouth.
Okay. Ever pours the antivenom into his mouth. Yeah.
Okay.
Is that all I can do?
You might be able to use Mac for success.
Can I use it?
What does Eros have?
Hmm?
What does Eros have?
You have a crossbow.
He's been given an anti-venom.
Okay.
A bottle of
anti-venom. It's a flask. Is it? It's a flask.
Yeah. Not like... No, it's not one of those.
Yeah, no, it's there.
Is there? Not
it's
that
there.
Kind of flask, but like a...
Yeah.
A vial. It's a vial.
It's long.
It's like a test tube.
Okay.
With
like
this thing.
Maybe thinner.
Maybe half. Ooh.
So, one of the skulls goes in.
Guys, we need...
The anti-venom? As that's pouring into his mouth? About a third of the last skull goes in.
A third of the last skull? Okay. We're close, guys.
Sweet.
Like, we're super close.
These two can't hear you.
Oh, of course.
Actually, the stranger could hear Kuro whisper, which is not very hard, but...
I believe we said that they said that we are close.
Yes.
You hear another. His meds! His meds!
We don't hear him.
You do.
Where's that voice coming from?
Something jumping. Covered in snot. Get his meds! It's in his pocket!
Where is it, though?
It's jumping through the marigolds.
Oh, covered in snot.
Yeah. It looks like a fox. It's like, from where you are, you only see these little ears covered in snot. His voice is amplified. His meds! Get his meds! It's in his pocket! You see a fox covered in snot jumping towards you.
I move away?
No, his meds are in his pocket. He's allergic to it. He's allergic to the stuff. Damn, twitching.
Whose turn is it?
It's the middle of Ever's turn. Ever's okay. Done the antivenom, giving him a save.
Okay.
You're not flying overhead.
Ever's going to shout down. He's going to say, "Oh, good, you made it. I didn't know where it was. Somebody get it from his pocket."
This is going through. He shouts down, but it kind of like echoes through the brambles.
Right? Get medicine. He has medicine.
It's the giant's turn.
Get the medication.
Giant is one of his eyes. His eyes are clearing out, but he's still frothing at the mouth. He's trying to get up.
Uh-oh.
Do you resist the movement?
Of course. The movement constantly.
He's trying to get up.
We're so heavy.
He hits the stranger. The stranger reacts with water gives way. I'll roll the damage later.
What
are the effects?
Does the stranger take damage?
The stranger does take damage. Stranger takes 20 damage and he's knocked back.
-9.
Oh, sorry. I miscalculated that. It's actually... You negate all of the damage.
Yes! With my powers combined, I am Boy Wonder Latari.
The stranger's been knocked over and is dazed.
Okay.
But the stranger reacted with water gives way, which knocks down the giant again.
Alright.
Whoop!
But that movement is partially resisted, so it slows down.
Like Inception, right. Matrix.
Yeah.
So are we now, like, way up in the air? And
yeah, you're...
it's falling over?
Yeah.
Okay.
Everyone's moving
slowly. You were circling, basically, imagine, like, a plane as his target and circling back down.
Yeah.
You could probably reach terminal velocity.
Okay.
Is Kuro upside down and hanging on to the giant?
No, Kuro went... He's right next to the ground.
But he's still grabbing the giant, though. So he's like, on this, like...
Okay, it's Eros's turn.
Okay. Does his offhand take any penalties to attacks if he uses the dagger?
No, he's not you.
Right. Okay. Eros is kind of feeling confident now because he constantly seems to always get some kind of sneak attack damage in. So he's going to run up to him.
Yeah.
Directly up to the guy.
Yeah.
Wherever he is, whatever the closest area of the giant.
Okay.
And attack with his dagger.
All right.
You know the... You know in StarCrafts, the... the Protoss guy.
Zoom, 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 zoom.
So he's gonna directly up and it's like,
okay.
He's doing like kung fu.
So he has it's gonna be 15 versus fortitude. Oh wait, I'm sorry. Not that. It's gonna be 25 versus fortitude.
You strike true and cut open the pocket. It doesn't even pierce the giant.
But the pocket's open?
It's added to the previous one.
Okay.
How big is it? The nasal spray falls out. It's about the size of your favorite house.
Do I avoid it?
It doesn't
really
hit
big.
You.
It's really, really big.
Thankfully, yeah.
Because
how large is Eros's favorite house? Is it the second largest?
Probably about as large as Eric's house. Eric Clemente's house.
Oh, oh my god.
That's insane.
Among the houses that he likes, where does it rank in terms of size? Does he like it best because it's the largest, or maybe it's like in the middle or something?
Probably because it's full of money.
Oh, okay.
That's a heavy house.
Full of money and hoses.
Oh, the money house.
I said a shout out. Yo, there's a thing here.
Everyone can obviously see because it's as large as a house.
What? It's like, where did you get that?
That's it for Eros, then. He kind of, as long as he doesn't get hit by it, he's okay. That's it.
So, you know, it's 10:57. So we're gonna wrap it up pretty soon.
Okay.
Is it okay to be like five
minutes
over it? Alright. Okay. Q.
I'm wanting like terminal velocity down. Or what's gonna happen? Too big to pick up the house. I'm gonna try to
Hit me! Hitch me into it.
What?
Hitch me into it.
The giant?
No, the nasal spray.
Okay.
Is that what it's called?
I don't know.
Yeah, apparently we all know what it's called.
Yeah.
So what I'm going to do...
probably just says nasal spray on the side. It's
not like the Stranger... No, but like everyone said nasal spray because Stranger can't read it.
So what Q's going to do with Ever, he's going to drop down...
Roll acrobatics.
Oh, man.
Oh, Jesus.
15. Oh no.
8.
Roll with inspiration.
Everyone dies.
Inspiration.
Okay. With advantage, essentially. What was your higher one? 15?
6. So that's 21 now.
16, actually.
Okay. Just give me one moment. I'm trying to figure out what to do.
Is it like a press pump nasal spray?
Or is it a squeeze?
Yeah.
It's probably... It's a press pump, actually.
It's a press pump. What Q's going to do is he's going to slam into... He's going to drop like an elevator directly...
No, me! Hit me!
Okay, so instead, he changes his mind. He's going to sweep under the stranger... And like a kick, like a ball, he's gonna kick him up. Trying to target.
Is that the nasal spray?
Swift flight.
Oh my god. Are you? He's flying again.
And he's flying. Eros just watches.
Oh, he fell down.
Yes.
Quicksilver motion.
How is he doing that?
He's like riding it like this.
like a cowboy.
Yeah, like a cowboy rocket sort of deal.
Oh my god.
Rolling acrobatics with inspiration.
Does he start spinning?
No, it's not that stupid. Plus the stranger is very good at flying in random directions.
Oh.
That's a crit fail, but it's inspiration.
Oh.
Eh.
It explodes.
Oh my god.
So from far away where Eros is,
you see that
you just pick it up, he starts flying with it, and then it falls, and then it explodes. And Eros is like, yeah.
It's a giant thing that says nasal spray, too. So he's riding on nasal spray.
So it sprays everywhere.
Tensor floating shield.
What does it smell like?
I'm gonna get the umbrella out.
Nasal spray. It really smells like nasal spray.
I'm gonna put my hood
on. So it smells like overly strong, like almost, you know, that tinge of almost alcohol.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
But it's not, because it's good for you. It's like you shoved it up your nose and went, ah. And so like, the kind of nasal spray that makes your nose run almost
like tickle. Tickle.
Oh great,
yeah.
Nice. So Aras probably gets hit with like a tsunami of this.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool.
It's like a...
This is where we fly up.
It actually... But it frees the fox of all the snot. And combat has ended.
How close are we to the ground?
When you knocked a stranger, it went... When you were like maybe 50 feet up.
Okay, so we're pretty high.
But you guys still got hit by it.
Yeah.
Oh, my book! Oh, wait.
Brace for impact.
The stranger is nowhere to be seen, but you hear him sneezing.
Oh, he must be allergic.
Okay, that'll do it. It looks like the giant is just kind of rubbing his eyes, and the fox introduces himself, and you promptly... forget what he said because he's coughing and spitting up the nasal spray that has just gotten all over his mouth and in his fur. He mentions that, so he talks about how the new recruit, Twitchy, may have not been practicing proper trigger discipline with his crossbow and shot a sleepy time bolt to David over there. And David's allergic.
David the giant.
David's allergic to sleepy time bolts.
Ooh.
And it makes him go into a frenzied rage.
That's David.
This is David.
Everyone say hi to David.
Hi, David. David.
David's still deaf.
Oh.
It's mucus actually dripping out of his ears.
Ah.
Just trying to get out of the way. Sorry, guys. David looks completely. Like, relatively unharmed. He's not even bloodied.
Yeah.
The scouter says that his power level is 600 HP still.
Okay. He's gonna need some.
So David's gonna take a moment, and he's like, sorry, guys. You shouldn't let Twitchy have those bolts. I'm allergic to them. We told him. Sorry. Yeah.
Poor thing.
Is Crow able to assist David with healing?
Ever's already used healing spray.
Okay.
It's good. I mean, yeah, like, you guys are
focusing
helping him.
Focusing around, like, his face, where Eros kept shooting him.
Yeah, he's having his...
Do you know everybody here?
He's been picking out Eros' bolts from his, like, his reaches in and just kind of, like... Whose is this? I'm gonna put it over here so I don't squash you. Sorry about that. Stuff makes me sleepy.
And really angry.
Do I know everybody here?
No, I meant the nasal spray.
Oh.
You recognize the fox dude. David seems back to himself, and you recognize David. You've heard the name Twitchy before. Twitchy's a bit of a noob. He's really bad at it. He keeps shouting 360 no scope, and he's very bad with this. Yeah, basically what he likes to do is he likes to go on rope swings, jump on them, and shoot his crossbow bolts, but he has really bad trigger discipline, so usually when he's jumping, he shoots, like, all of his crossbow bolts, so it's completely safe.
Why has he loaded all of his crossbow bolts?
You just, like, jammed these in there?
No, he's got, like, a repeating crossbow.
Oh.
For some reason, he won, like, a repeating crossbow. It's unfair. Biggest mistake of the guild's life to him, like, involve him in anything. So he just, like, holds down the trigger. 360 no scope! And so they're talking about okay, David, you gotta help us get the giant's ears now. Get the giant's ears, and we'll get going. All right, that's no problem.
So, are we done here, Evan? Ever, Evan?
Well, you guys, are you guys going to help us carry the giant's ears?
Hi, let me introduce myself. I am Kuro. I am a representative of Moradin. Do you know about Moradin?
No. Who's that?
He is a cool dude, if you are down. That didn't work last time.
I'm kind of tall. Sorry.
Where are the giant's ears? We can help you bring them back.
Oh, they're over in the cornfield.
Let's go to the cornfield, then.
You guys want to ride?
Yeah, sure.
Ever's already up on his face. Yeah. He's helping him dig out arrows.
Does anyone want to come up?
Eros will hold on to
He just carefully sweeps you all up. He's pretty good at this.
Curl is still grabbing onto his shoulder.
Yeah. His curls are... Have you heard about Moradin? Are you down?
Are you down with Moradin?
I don't know. I'm kind of tall. Is his response.
Moradin is cool with tall people. I'm pretty tall too, though not as tall.
As Moradin?
Not Thanks, as tall Carol. As Moradin.
He must be pretty tall, but down.
I'm not as tall as you think, because my ceremonial head.
So you guys start picking. You guys start picking corn. The corn is huge. It's like. You know how big the marigolds were? You know the head of the marigold? Maybe a story.
Do we have to chop them down?
No. David is carefully breaking them off.
Oh my god.
They're taller than him.
Giant ears.
He's carefully breaking. They're maybe like two or three. The ears of corn themselves are two or three stories. Like they're
That's
about as tall as
huge.
The marigold.
I thought we were trying to get his ears. And this is where we'll stop.
David is not stopped at two. Ears of corn, though. He's picked about two dozen.
There's a cart, I assume.
No.
No. He's just carrying them. He had like a backpack.
Yeah, he's been kind of like, but he's putting. You guys gonna help me carry these? Right, these are
let's
big.
Go, romance too.
Yeah, they're big.
I don't think I can help you with this. I'm sorry.
Are you on the disc?
Yes,
and
I am.
He asked,
Eros is also on the disc.
So we agreed.
Go, let's go.
You can start packing up stuff now.
Okay.
Yeah. So he basically says. The fox dude is like, David, we only needed two giant's ears.
Yeah.
We only needed two giant's ears, David. They're big. We don't need that many. Look, I know, but I wanted to strike a bargain with you. I'm going to need some help.
But we can't get...
Shh. Got to keep quiet. Keep quiet. Trust me on this. I talk to myself, but if any of you hear... If you're heard,
mm-hmm.
we're gonna get attacked.
By what?
By what?
We're gonna get attacked.
By what?
Next time on Puzzle. You don't wanna be attacked.
No.
It's really dangerous. You gotta. Okay, that's one dozen. David.
Too many?
No. I'm the size of one of those colonels, David. No.
Can we please?
All right, there's one and a half dozen.
The critters are rolling.
Wait. And this is basically what we'll pick up next time.
You thought it was a giant? You thought it was his ears?
Yeah. Me too.
Go ahead. I like it. Good.
I assume that their name was some mushroom. I thought that the giant's ears.
That's funny because I thought we were going to have to cut his ears off. And we were going to fight him until he was dying.
And well, then you cut his ears off.
That was actually a really difficult encounter, but you guys spent most of the time not attacking. Well, the stranger was blowing all of his dailies. Literally blew all three of his dailies. The stranger was
massive spiral.
None of his dailies. But almost, 100% accuracy with slash blow.
Yeah. If you guys are interested, because David is clearly not, clearly not against you. David's fortitude was 28.
Wow.
He's a giant.
Thank you.
Of course, fortitude.
But his reflex was like was pretty low compared to that, right?
Yeah. Like certain points, like his base reflex is 22, but because he's frenzy.
What's your deal with all the markers?
And his.
I'll take those. Don't worry about
it. Sure.
Yeah.
Because he's frenzy.
They go
his will and his reflex dropped. His fortitude was like really.